Hi, friends. Welcome to We Are the BYC. I'm Dawn, the human behind the Instagram account at Baby Yoda SD, inviting you to join us for a delightful journey into the heart of the Baby Yoda community. Picture this podcast as your exclusive invitation to a favorite neighborhood coffee shop, where enthusiastic members of the BYC gather to share heartwarming stories and laughter, uncovering the untold tales and vibrant personalities of the humans behind these precious baby Yodas. Whether you're a longtime member or a newcomer, get ready to join the fun as we embark on an adventure filled with camaraderie, emotion, and a whole lot of baby Yoda love. Pull up a chair, grab your favorite drink, and let's dive in. Today, we're talking to Aldo from the account Coin Not Grogu. Thanks for listening, friends. Hope you enjoy the show.
Welcome, Aldo, to We Are the BYC.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for coming on. I was worried because nobody was signing up. I think everybody's nervous to share their stories. But out of the blue, you signed up and booked a spot.
I must admit that I'm also... I don't want to call myself an introvert, but I'm not comfortable with interviews and stuff. But I figured if I can do it, other people can.
Yeah. And there's been others on here who are even probably more introverted than you. And they got through it well. And they said it was fun. So...
Hopefully this will set a precedent for other people to join, to see, for them to see that it's really not that big a deal.
Yeah, right. I know that that's a big one for people. I reach out to people sometimes and like, hey, when are you coming on the podcast? So-and-so wants to hear you. Mm-hmm. And it's like, no, I can't, I'm afraid. And, which I totally get. I totally get it. But yeah, hopefully people will just be willing to, you know, just take a chance. It's just about sharing yourself with us. And it's not the whole world, really, although the whole world can hear if they choose to. But it's just getting to know each other more. So, yeah. So thank you.
You're very welcome. Also, I think we need to talk about the fact that we're recording video, too.
Oh, right. Yes, yes.
So that makes it also even a little more nerve-wracking.
Yeah.
You know, well, people are going to see you.
Yeah. And that's the thing, too, is like before we started, I did ask, and I always ask. Well, I always. It's only the second time I've recorded video. But I ask if it's okay to record video. And it's even an option to have the video camera on. Like, ultimately, this is a podcast. We're only putting out audio for the most part. The idea of video only came up recently. Since there is a YouTube channel for the podcast for people to listen who don't have other streaming services. And so I thought, you know what? It would be really fun because when we have our babies with us, it would be fun for people to see them, you know, or see us, I guess, if they want to see us. So yeah, but it's always optional. And even if we have the video on while we're talking, it's optional to even have it posted. So yeah, I know that makes it scarier, but
it's an interesting concept because you have to be mindful of not only what you say, but how you look, what you're doing, how you behave.
Exactly.
So you gotta be mindful. But anyways, I hope this sets a precedent for other people to not only agree to do video interviews, even if they don't.
Yeah.
More people should sign up to do podcasts because it's the only, I think it's the only way we have for others to get to know the person behind the account.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's like for most of us, well, I shouldn't say most of us, for a lot of us, we've been here 4 years, 5 years, you know, I mean, even those that have been here for a year, just to be able to get to know that other side of the community, you know, we communicate with the babies every day, but we don't always communicate with the person. So it's kind of a interesting crossover, I think, to get to know that there's actually a person behind that account and this is who they are. So it's fun. But yeah, video aside, it's all, you know, it's just, it's audio if that's all you want. So don't, I just don't want the video part to intimidate anybody even more.
Right.
Yeah. Cause I've done a couple where we didn't even have the camera on, but Two Towers, we didn't have cameras on. Teacher Charlie and Nicole.
Right.
Life of Baby Yoda, we didn't have cameras on. And I want to say there was another one. I can't remember. But anyway, yeah, so it's not even it's not that you have to have the camera on, that we have to have video. But if we do, we do. And it's kind of fun. But yeah, back to that, the whole video issue. So I'm still deciding and trying to figure out how to get those posted and where to post them, because I don't want to just put videos of us out there into YouTube, because the community's had a lot of, well, trolls. We've had a lot of people giving us a hard time. You know, we've just had a lot of outside and inside attacks. And so to put people's faces on the internet, I don't want to just do that, like, out there. So the ideas I've been coming up with are like things like Patreon, where you have to subscribe to actually be able to see the video, so that you know that only people, I mean, your next door neighbor John isn't going to want to look at you on YouTube if he has to subscribe to it,
right?
You know? But somebody in the community might be willing to pay a dollar to look at the video of the podcast. So
as long as it's accessible.
Yeah. So that's still, I'm still trying to fine tune that, I guess, figure out what I really want to do. So that's a work in progress.
It's smart to want to put that behind a paywall, but it also limits a few people within the community that may not be able to contribute to Patreon.
Yeah.
I would say that if you worry so much about people trolling or leaving foul messages or whatever, you know, having a negative reaction to a community of people playing with Baby Yodas. I mean, there's how many different communities out there that put their faces out in public, and it doesn't really matter. I mean, I wouldn't concentrate so much on what could happen. You know, I would base my decision on what's more accessible towards for everyone, especially people in the community.
Yeah.
But anyways.
Yeah. Well, and that's certainly the thing is that, yeah, so that's the thing. I don't want to make, it's not like I want to make profit. I don't want to make money off of it. I just want us to be safe and not be accessible to everybody and their mother, you know? So, but yeah, it's just a thing I'm thinking about. So maybe I'll leave that up to the community. Like maybe somebody has an idea, they can definitely share it and I'll be glad to have that input. So, yeah, but anyway, enough about that. Let's get on to talking about Toyn, not Grogu.
Toyn.
Ah, there he is. Is he in his pajamas?
Yes.
Ah, Toyn. It's late, huh? It's like 10 o'clock. It's time for babies to be in bed.
It's almost 10 o'clock.
Yes, but JoJo's up too, so he wanted to say
staying
hi
out
to
tonight.
So let's kind of just start out with your whole BYC journey. Can you take us back to the first moment that you discovered the Baby Yoda community?
Baby Yoda community. I actually didn't. I wasn't the one who discovered the Baby Yoda community. Someone else suggested. Well, I didn't know that there was a community. Toyn was given to me as a birthday gift 5 years ago now by my brother. And someone else suggested, hey, you should look up, there's a lot of Baby Yoda content on Instagram. But the content that I usually saw was people posting clips of the show, and memes. Back when Baby Yoda was just Baby Yoda, he didn't have a name. Grogu was not, we didn't know that his name was Grogu. And my ex was the one who told me, you know, you should open an Instagram account and post. So at the time, I was going through some stuff, personal stuff, and I found that posting is toying. Because toying is sort of an extension of me. He's not like my baby, my son, my child. He is an extension of me. He's most definitely the way I used to be, or the way I remember being when I was little. So I would just post things that I could see myself doing. Or reacting to something a certain way. In the beginning, my content was very different. It was not well received because the thing is, Toyn at home, like I said, he's an extension of me. So at home, he used to be more, he would express himself using a lot of foul language. And that's something that I found very soon in the community that was not well received.
No.
No. And I'm not saying that I was when I joined I was calling people by names, certain names or just being awful, you know, or using foul language. No, that's not it. It's just joined. Started out as an expression of what I was going through at the time, and it's evolved into, I mean, the basis is the same. It's still a way for me to express myself.
Yeah.
But things have happened, my life has changed, and he's adopted the behaviors that I have, all the changes that have gone.
Yeah.
I don't know if that makes sense.
Yeah, it totally does. Yeah, you can see the difference in Toyn from when he started in the community. And I'll have to admit, and I don't know if a lot of people know this, but when Toyn first made his presence known, he was very much that kind of little, he was just one of those little kids that was just like, you dummy, and because he was calling people dummy, and
yes.
At the time we thought he was like being a brat, like a real bratty little baby calling people dummy. We didn't know at the time what dummy actually meant, or that it was like a term of endearment for Toyn. But I remember when I first saw your Toyn's account, I was like, nope, I'm not even gonna deal with this. Because we had just been dealing with so many trolls and just people being awful to us. So I blocked your account. And it was like a month after I was in one of the chats and somebody was talking about Toyn and how funny Toyn was. And then somebody else chimed in, oh, I love Toyn. And I was like, this little kid who was such a brat, and I blocked him. I guess I'll give him a shot. And I don't know if it was the same day that you had made that post, the ode to the community, or if it was just, you know, it was within that same week anyway. But when I unblocked you, I started following you and you made that post. And I was like, oh my God, this is such a sweet baby. Like, how could I have done that?
That was a very important post. That post marked my the beginning of, well, I may have been part of the community to some other to other people, but I didn't know that the meaning of community,
yeah, you know,
until after that post, because I saw the change in people.
Yeah,
after I made that post, people were more, they were warm, and more than one person had a change of heart. after that.
Yeah. We realized that the Toyn wasn't just out there causing trouble and being mean to people. Like, he was...
Yeah, that was never the intention.
No.
Calling people dummy, that was a way of it's like, I don't know, it's a way of and I even made a post after that explaining meaning of not the meaning of the word dummy, because we all know what a dummy is, but what Toyn means when he says the word, which I eventually dropped because of the same thing, because not everyone caught on. And the community, this community is comprised of all kinds of people.
Yeah.
Back then, I remember talking to people that were preteens, children. So you had to be really careful. Nowadays, it's mostly people like us, you know, older. Not to say that there aren't any 20-something-year-olds in the community, because there are.
Yeah.
But back then, you had to be more careful with who you talk to.
Yeah.
So I understood. I understood why some people were put off by what Toyn used to say. But it was never rude.
No. And going back and thinking about it, like, he was never, even if you look at the old posts, like your first post, he was never a mean baby. Like, never. Yeah. He never said anything.
He's very precocious. That's
But he has evolved a lot over the years that he's been in the community, and
I think he's changed.
He's such a different kid now than when he first started. And I don't know that that's anything intentional, because of, you know, getting feedback from the community and having to adapt to everybody else's perceptions and trying to avoid conflict, or just him growing up. I think maybe that's part of it too.
Yeah, it's a series of things. It's the things that I've gone through, the changes that I've gone through in my life, and he's grown too. He's 5 years, so he'll be 5 years old this year in May.
Yeah.
So, time flies.
Yeah, I can't believe it. When did you start your account?
In May, for my birthday, and I opened the account in October of 21. I had him only a few months before I opened the account, like 5 months.
Okay. Okay, well.
There was a lot going on, the pandemic, there was just too much going on.
So yeah. Yeah, like that whole the whole pandemic, like from 2019 to 2022 almost, it was like one solid block of time. I felt like everything just kind of
a blur.
Yeah, it just was all pandemic, and that like never ended. So it was, yeah, it's hard to remember time spatially back then. So what made you stick around? Like, you created the account for him. He got like some flack from people. You posted the video Ode to the Community, and people started welcoming him more. And is that like what kept you around?
Well, the whole getting flack for what he was saying was actually very brief, because I posted that Ode to the Community in November. So it had been only about a month and a half. So it was a very brief period. I decided to stay because, number one, Toyn became such an important part of my life. I started going out and bringing him with me everywhere I went. You know, be it the grocery store or traveling, Toyn was with me. I wanted to record all those the outings and all those the things that were happening. I had an audience, and that's something I can sort of understand why people feel the need to post their everyday goings on, because they once you have an audience, you want to create for them. Mm-hmm. And which is what I used to do. I used a lot of the videos that I used to make were partly what I wanted to do, what I wanted to express, but also a form of entertainment. Mm. I realized very early on that I didn't want to have one of those accounts with thousands of followers, because you become a slave to the content. Mm-hmm. And I don't have time for that. I don't have time for that. I don't have any desire to become an influencer or when I'm too old for that. I don't care for that stuff. The community is what kept me coming back to posting, to the friends that I've made. Mm-hmm. Even something as simple as just saying hello to someone is important.
Yeah, just the connection. I think it's the human connection kind of surpassed the need just to post pictures or videos of the babies. Mm-hmm. It's like that's what sustains us, I think, at this point. I mean, certainly the babies need to express themselves and have their videos and their lives shown, but I think for us, what we're getting out of it is that human connection that we've made and
yeah,
being able to relate to people. Mm-hmm. So it sounds like the BYC has been a pretty meaningful part of your journey, like the last 4 or 5 years. Along the way, I'm sure you've had some fun or memorable experiences. So let's talk about that.
Okay.
Are there any like specific posts or interactions, anything that stands out as some of your favorites?
A post that I've made or that other people made?
Yeah, either one. Like any posts that Toyin has made or events even that he's done that kind of stand out.
Well, I still to this day find posts from other people that are really entertaining, that mm-hmm. have a beautiful message. So
anything that you remember as being like a favorite, like, I don't know, even anything from school or Baby Yoda poop.
Oh, you remember Baby Yoda poop? Yeah. I don't think people like that one.
It didn't really go like over it. As well.
It
as...
didn't. Yeah, it didn't have the traction that we were hoping it would have. Baby Yoda poop. That was one of many failed attempts at garnering people's attention for for a better cause.
It was funny though, because I mean honestly, we don't really post or talk much about that part of their lives, you know. It's just all of their fun little outings and stuff, but do they poop?
Yeah.
Do they wear diapers? Do they go in a potty?
And that's precisely why it came to me, because I've had experience with children, and I know that children poop. Yeah. The same way you gotta feed them, you gotta change their diaper. And I thought it was just natural that if these baby Yodas are always eating chicken nuggies, uh-huh. of course they gotta poop.
Yeah.
But yeah, people didn't really like that. Yeah. Anyway, as far as posts that I've made, memorable ones, I mean, it's easier for me to talk about the ones that I've made rather than what other people have posted, because there have been posts from people like Gregunito, mm-hmm. Patu Towers, who ate our snacky snacks, Francisco. There's so many memorable posts, Nuggy, you know, that it's really difficult to just name a single one. Mm-hmm. I can tell you that as far as the post that I've made is concerned, the one that you mentioned earlier, the ode to the community, that was a very important post for me. Mm-hmm. It changed the way people looked at Toyin. Mm-hmm. And it made me, that's when I became aware that the community existed and that I was part of it. Mm. Not only did it exist, I was part of it. And yeah. that was very illuminating.
Yeah. I mean, that really does show kind of how special the community is. Like, before that post, you were part of the community, but you didn't realize how like much of an integral part, I think, that Toyn was becoming.
I was just trying to make fun posts that people seem to like. Mm-hmm. And I went with that.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, you know, hearing those kind of stories, it's just really fun and just really proves how special it all has been for us. But beyond these fun moments, the BYC has obviously become something very meaningful to us. And then, so how would you describe or do you feel like the BYC has made an impact on your life?
Personally, the biggest impact the BYC has made on my life was, and I don't want to get too personal, but meeting you was one of the highlights of my BYC experience. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know how deep you want to go into that.
Well, I think a lot of people maybe don't know that whole story.
For the ones who don't know, Dawn and I are in a relationship. Mm-hmm. We made in the BYC. We met in the community.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. So certainly the BYC has contributed to our life. Made an impact on us. Certainly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. If it wasn't for the BYC, we wouldn't have met. And we wouldn't be where we are at today.
Mm-hmm. Together.
Mm-hmm. Together. Yeah. So surprise. For people that didn't know that. Well, you know what? Let's ask a community question, because that kind of is a good segue into some questions that we have.
Okay.
From our friends.
Let's go for it. I was actually very glad to see how many questions we got.
Oh, I know. I'm always so excited when people ask questions, because this is not just, you know, something for me, like to fulfill my interest in talking to somebody, but I want everybody mm-hmm. to feel involved in asking questions of everybody, you know. Just come on, ask all mm-hmm. the questions.
And I want to say something as a guest to the podcast.
Yeah,
having people asking questions makes you feel like you people actually want to know about you.
Yeah exactly.
So for the next person in line, I hope that more people come through and ask as many questions as possible. I think mm-hmm. we need more engagement.
Yes.
When it comes to the podcast, I think it needs more engagement from the community. And I know that people may be put off. They may be put off by the fact that, oh, well, if I go on the podcast, people are going to see me. They're going to hear my voice. They're going to see me. They're going to know about me. But the podcast is for everyone. Mm-hmm. And I think we need more engagement from the community.
Yeah.
Whether it be the questions mm-hmm. or participation.
Yeah. Certainly more questions would be great, because as I've said before, I struggle with this a lot. I struggle with trying to come up with my own questions for people. Mm-hmm. Only because I have anxiety about it. It's not that I'm not interested and want to ask you all the questions. It's just that I overthink it a lot and get nervous, you know. So if I have questions that people have submitted that I can read, it takes the load off of me. So yes, please send your questions. But yeah, also it makes the guest feel important and liked. Mm-hmm. Welcome, that gosh, people really want to know about me. Look at all these questions that they've asked, you know.
Exactly.
So it's really a really helpful thing. So
let's go with the first question.
Okay. So this one comes from Teeny Tiny Yoda.
Ah, Teeny Dino Boy.
Okay, if I can find it. I just had it here. Oh, here it is. What's your favorite thing about living in San Diego?
The weather, number one.
Yep.
What's your favorite? The weather. Number one, the weather.
Where did you move from?
I come from Texas. Well, I'm actually born in Mexico City, mm-hmm. but I grew up in Texas. The weather in Texas is hot. In Houston, where I grew up, it's hot, but not a nice hot. Mm-mm. Very humid. Humid, disgusting, kind of hot.
The worst heat.
Uncomfortable, yes. Not even nice, hot, dry heat Mm-mm. like you get in Arizona, no.
Yeah.
Just that.
It's like a sauna. It's like you're in a sauna.
Muggy. Yeah, you take a shower, you go outside, and you already need another one.
It's awful.
So, the first thing I like about San Diego versus Houston or Texas is the weather. Mm-hmm. I like the weather.
Yeah.
Number one. Number two, I guess, would be the people. It's so funny, but when you go out, I'm going to put it like this. You go out, and this is in California, not just San Diego. You go out and you see a lady and her child walking. You go to any store and you smile and they smile back. And that's a huge, huge difference from Texas. In Texas, you see the same lady with her child and you smile at them. And number one, they don't smile back. Number two, they might look at you like you're some kind of creeper. Mm-hmm. So people make a huge difference. California has a very distinct, open feel to it.
Yeah.
That Texas does not.
People feel friendlier.
Yes. San Diego in specific feels very much like you're next to Mexico. And I do like that too.
Yeah. It's funny that you say that because when I first moved to San Diego, and I've been here 26 years now. So, I mean, I've lived in San Diego itself longer than I've ever lived in any other city. And I grew up in Oregon. And I left Oregon when I was 18. So I've lived here like longer. Anyway, Oregon is very much like that. Very friendly, like people talk to you in the store. I mean, wave hello to you as you're driving, you know, past each other on the road. And you don't know them. They just, you know, you're passing each other on the road and they wave at you. So when I moved here, I the baby. When I moved here, I felt like people were not as friendly. So it's interesting that you say that you feel they're more friendly. So
definitely.
Yeah. But it's I've noticed a difference. I think as I've gotten older, people, I noticed that there is a friendliness. So I don't know. Maybe it's just because I was young and I felt out of place. I don't know.
But no, there's definitely a more easygoing, friendlier vibe going on here.
Yeah.
That Texas doesn't have.
Yeah. Which is odd because you would think Texas being in the South, people are laid back, but no, they're not. They're
Southern hospitality only goes so far.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I don't know. I don't want to be politically incorrect. So I'll stay away from saying some things that you know.
Yes. Yeah.
Could be misconstrued or, yes, or taken.
Definitely no politics. Yeah. Uh-huh. In the BYC. Okay. So along with that, a question from Bebison: do you prefer Texas or San Diego?
Well, that's a loaded question because I have four children.
Four human
babies, all grown up, but they're my anchor. They're my anchor to Texas. Mm. And so is my mom. My family, my direct family comes from Texas.
Yeah.
My mom lives there. My kids live there. So there's always going to be that part of me, mm-hmm. you know, calling out to me and. That's the main reason I miss Texas.
Yeah.
If I could have my family here with me in California, it would be a whole different question, but yeah. I can't.
Yeah, definitely. The family is what.
Yeah, so which do I prefer? I'm going to say neither. Because if I could, I would go somewhere else.
A private island somewhere, or private?
A private island. No, I don't know. I don't know where I would go. I really don't know where, but it wouldn't be Texas or California. If I could, especially now, I would probably go somewhere else.
Wow. Okay. Fair enough. Okay. Baby Yoda starfish yixi.
Oh no. Oh no.
You always know there's something crazy coming from there. Okay, they want to know, when was the last time you used a plunger?
A plunger? Like for the toilet, right?
Well, yeah, but I mean, you could use it in a sink, I guess, or just whatever. Maybe used it on a car to take out a dent. I don't know.
Last time I used a plunger, it was actually a couple of months ago when we were having issues with the bathroom, and that's it.
What issues?
That's as far as I want to expand.
Okay.
Next question, please.
Okay, Ivan Artist, 75.
Oh, Ivan, my brother.
How did you learn to be such a craftsman?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. It just comes naturally, I guess. I've always been a DIYer.
Mm.
I'm guessing he's talking about the stuff that I make.
Probably.
For Toyn and mm-hmm. other babies.
Mm-hmm.
But I've always been that way. I've always been that way. The 3D printing and all of that came about because I needed to improve upon Toyn's physique, and I wanted to give him toys that I couldn't find anywhere.
Mm-hmm. I should have mentioned that there's another question that goes along sort of with that, and Patu Towers asked, how did you get into crafting and having an Etsy shop? So that kind of maybe answers it. You were just kind of creating stuff for Toyn?
Uh-huh. Exactly. Mm-hmm. I didn't really mean for Toyn to have his own shop or for me to be making stuff for other Baby Yodas. I just knew that it all started with a watch. Very simple, a watch.
Mm.
I wanted Toyn to have a watch because I like watches. I like watches, and I wanted Toyn to have a watch like mine. So I made one. I made a watch. I designed and printed a watch. And someone decided that it would be cool to have a watch. And they were like, hey, do you sell those? So I was like, okay, well, I guess I could. And I told them, yeah, I can make you a watch for your baby. Blah, 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 blah. And it went from there. It just happened like that.
Yeah.
I was making stuff for Toyn, and people liked it, and they wanted the same thing for their babies, and that's how it happened.
Yeah, it's funny how the community kind of, it's really inspired a lot of people to become creatives, like people who mm-hmm. who weren't, like when I was talking to Selena last time from Baby Yoda Remy.
Mm-hmm.
She started an Etsy shop because of Remy. Like it,
right.
It had never been a thing for her. She'd never been interested in doing that before, but she saw a need for something for Remy and decided to make it. And she's like, hey, I think other babies might benefit from this too.
Yeah. I mean, look at all the other merchants in the community. And
yeah.
I don't want to name any of them because I know that some are taking a break. Others may have closed their shops.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know who's out there right now.
Yeah.
But yeah, we all just happen to be there to fulfill a need.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know? The community's has brought so much like ingenuity, you know, like things that you would never expect to be a part of, let alone the Instagram community itself, but like doing all of these other endeavors. It's pretty amazing. I love that aspect of it. There's another question from Patu Towers. This one's for Toyn.
Oh, come here, Toyn.
Okay, Toyn, do you have a BYC crush?
Oh boy, do I have a crush.
Do you want to name your crush?
I don't think he wants to, because if he does, she'll get mad.
Yeah, she will get mad.
She'll get really mad.
Oh, Toyn, how does that make you feel?
Oh, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah, okay. Well, at least he's not hung up on it. He's okay.
No, he gets a little upset when he thinks about it, because no one wants to have feelings for someone that is not gonna, you know, love you back.
Yeah.
An unrequited love is something no one wants.
Yeah. Well, it's funny because I don't think Toyn, for him, having a crush is what we feel like a crush is. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I just think that the babies have a different idea of the whole situation. And, you know, he thinks this particular baby is very cool. She's very fashionista. She's got it going on, but I don't think he's like looking at her romantically, right? Like,
well, the thing is, Toyn really likes this particular person, and for the sake of the podcast, I think I'm gonna name her. He won't, but I will.
Oh, I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Go.
I know that Toyn likes. He really likes BY.
Okay. Yeah.
Even if she doesn't feel the same way he does, he's okay with that, because he would rather have her as a friend than nothing at all.
Yeah.
And I respect, as Toyn's human, I respect what BY's human has to say.
Yeah.
Let's just leave it at that.
Okay, yeah, she's not ready to let BY have a boyfriend, and so I think that's how a lot of us feel. Because my God, if JoJo had a crush on somebody, I don't know if I'd be ready for that.
Toyn has a crush on BY. Yes, he does. He thinks she's exceptional. He thinks she's beautiful, but there are other girls in the community. I'll just say that.
Okay. All right. Okay. Let's see. More questions?
Yes.
Okay. Pepito 666 Piel de Verde. They ask, what is your idea of a perfect world for you?
Oh, just for me or for Toyn?
I think for Toyn.
Toyn's idea of a perfect world is full tummy.
Mm.
His friends are okay. Everyone is safe. And he gets to go on adventures and show his friends what his latest adventure was about.
Mm-hmm.
That's Toyn's perfect world.
Yeah, that sounds right. And that sounds good.
Right. He doesn't ask for much. He's a humble kid.
Yeah.
He's a very humble kid.
He's an easy to please baby.
Mm-hmm.
All right. This is a question from Carol La Loca. She is the human.
Pepito's mom.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Carol asks, what is a typical day for you, Toyn?
Toyn starts his day. Well, there is a post, actually, on my account, showing what Toyn's days are like, most days. Toyn's a very industrious little boy. He likes to work.
Mm-hmm.
He comes to his shop and he works every day on his little crafts.
Yeah. He puts on his apron. He gets to work.
Apron. And he gets to work. Yes, he does.
Okay, so Baby Yoda Sweet Pea, they asked, what does your name mean and where did it come from?
Now, do you think they would like me or Tone to answer that.
Oh, I'm sure they would like Tone to answer.
Well, let me. Tone is the sound that I made when I was born. Yep, that's it.
How did you make... Oh, he left again.
Yeah. Toin, to me, Toin was this... it's just the sound that he made when he was born. I say that because, to me, the name Toin is something that came. And I'm trying to be as forthcoming as possible because it's a podcast. You know, if this was... just a post, I'd be like, oh yeah, this is the sound that I made when I popped out of my egg, which is true.
Mm-hmm.
But Toin is just the name that came to me, you know, when I was thinking, what should I name him? I do have a background in advertising, so I knew that I had to come up with a simple name.
Mm-hmm.
1 to 2 syllable name. And something that sounded cute, but that was easier to remember. And that's how Toin came about.
Yeah. So it was the sound of him like bouncing out of his egg born.
Oh yeah, that's another thing. I've always said that Toin came out of an egg.
Uh-huh.
So when he popped out of his egg, he bounced around the room, you know, boing, 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 boing. But instead of boing, 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 it's toing, 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 toing. I know, it may sound stupid, but...
No, not at all. I think it's very unique, and it's Toin. Like, that's...
I wanted it to not be complex.
I mean, that's pretty complex.
Oh, you think?
Well, the idea of it is, yeah. It's a simple word or a simple name, but it's a pretty complex idea.
Fun fact, Toin actually exists in Japanese culture. It's the last name of an anime character.
Oh, which anime?
I can't remember the anime, but I think it's a female character, and her last name or her surname is Toin.
Oh, how funny.
I know. And I only found that out because I'm a fan of anime.
Okay, here's a couple questions from Daddy Love Grogu.
Oh.
All right. Oh, this one is from Thomas.
Uh-huh.
What is your favorite food to cook?
Oh, that's an easy one, Thomas. Pasta. I love to cook pasta.
Mm-hmm.
Little known fact about me, I love to cook. Yeah.
Okay. And do you have any special pastas?
Mostly red, but pastas, tomato based pasta.
Mm.
I know Thomas has had my shrimp fra diavolo. Mm-hmm. He's had that one and he likes it. next time he comes, I might make something different though.
Yeah, that's always a hit though. That's so good. Oh my god.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Shrimp pasta, I call it. Shrimp fra diavolo, but I call it shrimp pasta.
Yep. All right, Daddy Love Grogu again. So, how do you feel about living with Wednesday?
Oh, Wednesday. Wait, that's a question for Toin.
Yeah.
Not for me.
Yeah.
Let's see what he says.
And you know how I love to end on a cliffhanger. We're going to stop there with this part one of the interview with Toin, not Grogu. Come back next week for part two of the interview and find out what Toin really thinks of Wednesday. Thanks for listening. Bye for now.
Thank you.